Ubba's banner, the famous raven on its three-sided cloth, was midway between the two paths, both of which were strongly guarded by East Anglian shield walls, and any attack up either path would mean that a few of our men would have to attack a lot of theirs. And Ubba must have been having second thoughts, but he was hesitating. I described all that to Raven.
"It doesn't do," he told me, "to lose men, even if we win."
"But if we kill lots of theirs?" I asked.
"They have more men. We have few. If we kill 1,000 of theirs, then they will have another 1,000 tomorrow. But if we lose 100 men, then we must wait for more ships to replace them."
"More ships are coming," Breda said.
"I doubt there will be any more this year," Raven said.
"No," she insisted, "now."
And she pointed, and I saw four ships nosing their way through the tangle of low islands and shallow creeks.
"Tell me," Raven said urgently.
"Four ships," I said, "coming from the west."
"From the west, not the east?"
"From the west," I insisted, which meant they were not coming from the sea, but from one of the four rivers that flowed into the Yawash.
"Prows?"
Raven demanded.
"No beasts on the prows," I said, "just plain wooden posts."
"Oars?"
10 aside, I think, maybe 11, but there are far more men than rowers.
"English ships?"
Raven sounded amazed, for other than small fishing craft and some tubby cargo vessels, the English had few ships. Yet these four were warships, built long and sleek like the Danish ships, and they were creeping through the mazy waterways to attack Ubba's beached fleet. I could see smoke trickling from the foremost ship, and knew they must have a brazier on board, and so were planning to burn the Danish boats and thus trap Ubba. But Ubba had also seen them, and already the Danish army was streaming back toward the camp. The leading English ship began to shoot fire arrows at the closest Danish boat, and though there was a guard on the boats, that guard was composed of the sick and the lame, and they were not strong enough to defend the ships against a seaborne attack.
"Boys!"
one of the guards bellowed.
"Go," Raven told us. "Go."
And Breda, who considered herself as good as any boy, came with the twins and me. We jumped down to the beach and ran along the water's edge to where smoke was thickening above the beached Danish boat. Two English ships were shooting fire arrows now, while the last two attackers were trying to edge past their companions to reach more of our craft. Our job was to extinguish the fire, while the guards hurled spears at the English crews. I used a shield to scoop up sand that I dumped onto the fire. The English ships were close, and I could see they were made of new raw wood. A spear thumped close to me, and I picked it up and threw it back, though feebly, because it clattered against an oar and fell into the sea. The twins were not trying to put out the fire, and I hit one of them, and threatened to hit him harder if they did not make an effort. But we were too late to save the first Danish ship, which was well ablaze. So we abandoned it and tried to rescue the next one. But a score of fire arrows slammed into the rowers' benches, another landed on the furled sail, and two of the boys were dead at the water's edge. The leading English ship turned to the beach then, its prow thick with men bristling with spears, axes and swords.
"Edmund!" they shouted. "Edmund!"
The bow grated on the beach, and the warriors jumped off to begin slaughtering the Danish ship guard. The big axes slammed down and blood spattered up the beach or was sluiced away by the tiny waves that washed the sand. I grabbed Breeder's hand and pulled her away, splashing through a shallow creek where tiny silver fish scattered in alarm.
"We have to save Raven," I told her.
She was laughing. Breda always enjoyed chaos. Three of the English ships had beached themselves, and their crews were ashore, finishing off the Danish guards. The last ship glided on the falling tide, shooting fire arrows. But then Ubba's men were back in the camp, and they advanced on the English with a roar. Some men had stayed with the raven banner at the earthen wall to make sure King Edmund's forces could not swarm over the neck of the land to take the camp. But the rest came screaming and vengeful.